You're listening to Not Now Podcast. We're about
to do... gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Where we're about to do a monumental first for our podcast.
Monumental.
Monumental. I am Kyle, and this is...
Who am I?
You're Brandon.
I'm Bran.
Bran.
Said it in one of the many other episodes.
Okay, Bran. Hang on.
Short.
I'll just cut it off. We'll start again.
We can't edit this.
Okay. You're Bran.
It's uneditable. I'm Bran.
Bran is about to
flip a monument.
Flip a monument, a coin that is undesignable by anybody.
I dropped the coin.
It was the only coin we had that was this significant.
And I dropped it. I got it now. It's okay.
Okay, he's retrieved
the coin.
It's
like a little hat from like a barbershop quartet, the way that it's shaped.
Yeah, it's like a bolo hat.
That's been stomped on.
That's been stomped on and fit for a Lego man.
Yeah. It's so like that, it's almost like a Monopoly piece.
It also has like a fork on the top of it. Like a fork was like pushed into a bunch of mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was looking for the prongs. I was like, oh, I don't see any prongs.
Yeah. So like a bolo hat for a tiny Lego man that was squished and then, well, squished by a fork.
And or run over by tiny train tracks.
Yeah, run over by tiny train tracks. Now you got an idea of what we're flipping.
We're flipping it. It's monumental.
What we are flipping this for is for our topic.
It actually goes to a driving range. It gets you a bucket of balls.
It actually goes to a penny arcade where you can order a whole bunch of those ball slapping things.
Oh, the slap ballers.
Yeah, the ball slappers. Exactly. Yeah, with the rubber ball and the paddle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's
I don't know what to call it. You go to a ball slapper.
You go with go to a ping pong match and fuck with them.
A ping pong bouncy ball.
Yeah, just like. And they're like, pal. I'm not even hitting it. And you're
there
like,
there we go. Right, you can call it a ping pal.
It's called paddle ball.
Oh, it is called paddle ball. Damn it! Well, I thought I was onto something with ping pal.
Oh, I thought you were going to say about ball slapper. It's like, no. Get your ball slapper.
Yeah, one hot, fresh ball slapper.
Do they charge by the hour?
50 tickets. 50 tickets gets you a ball slapper. 100 tickets gets you a ding slapper.
Here's my 50 tickets.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome. Oh.
You spent 20 bucks and that's all you got?
Welcome to the BDSM arcade.
It's not even like the actual music. It's just somebody singing that just over like an intercom.
Yeah, screaming over PSA.
Ball slap, ball slap. Slapper, 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 slapper. All right, so we're going
Got
to
stomped
be...
Stomped on by an elephant. Sorry.
Stomped on... Okay, sorry. We're getting distracted. So we are flipping this weird bolo hat. That has been crushed by a fork.
Yep.
And is only good for golf machines.
Or arcades where they slap your balls.
Or arcades where they slap your balls for a topic this week. And that is either concave side is going to be...
Are we only releasing these once a week?
Well, we only have one. Anyway. Concave side is
one
going
week
to be...
in 1983.
So concave... is the sign that is indented, and that is going to be for inventions.
Because we're inventing a
indentions.
Hole.
Got it.
Oh. That works better.
Protruding
side.
The protruding side, or convex, is going to be for... what was the other topic?
The other topic was... Hold on. Hold your horses, ladies and
Small loan applications.
You read it out of my mind. I was looking at it, and I read it with my eyes, and I was like, I'm just going to pre-read this with my eyes because
I
don't know how well
you know,
I read.
The problem is when your eyes read L's, it's remarkable. So I pick up on the glint in your eyes when you read an L, and I was like, L, loan. I remember now.
I don't want to see you at, like, a spelling bee.
Yeah, because if I'm reading spell, then I'll know.
Well, you'll just see eyes lighting up all over the place.
L. There's so many L words. Or like that hit show, the L
word. Or like a lullapalooza.
A lullapalooza.
Or like a Dr. Seuss reading.
Could you spell polygraphile?
So the indent is inventive, or inventions, and the protrusion... is small loans because you're trying to get ahead with your loan. You get up out of the depths of life.
That's a really great connection you made.
Thank you. I'm good at connecting things. I'm also a great loan connector. I connect your loan to my loan.
What
and
an
then
interesting
I loan
thing, because I have an invention that I'd like to apply for a small loan. We could just do both of these.
Nope, can't do both.
Damn.
Only one.
Can't waste the money.
Yep. Hold on the flip.
Hold on the flip. God damn, that is going high.
By the way.
That went so high, it's still flipping.
By the way, still how much spinning. Do you hate Chobani flips?
Chobani?
I like their yogurt, but they like, let's throw some nuts in your yogurt. And I'm like, keep your nuts out of my yogurt. I just want straight yogurt.
I like the ones that are like Oreos.
Have you heard the radio commercial for Chobani flips? This guy's like high on life, like life is oxycodone.
Is he just like...
And he's snorting it. Like, this guy has a problem.
So this guy is like, hi, Chobani, la 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 la.
He's doing like weird spoken word advertisement over an acoustic guitar. He's like, chill out with Chobani flips. And it's like, I don't want to chill out with Chobani flips. I want to flip your fucking door on your face because you're too happy about this yogurt. Maybe he's Greek. I don't know how that works. It's all Greek yogurt. Maybe he isn't Greek. He doesn't sound Greek. He's not like, what's the matter with you? Like, get this Chobani flip.
Chobani flip you off. Yeah. You know what they should do is like a Chobani flip beatboxes. That's just like.
That was weird. Very weird.
Yeah. You could do it, though.
Are we advertising or are we trying to terrorize?
Oh, yeah. We're trying to flip a coin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Flip a coin. So
it's a wonder we get anything done.
It is a wonder. Well, when we're together, we don't get much done. But by ourselves, we're pretty productive.
Individually, I don't talk to anybody and just stare my workload into the face and think, how can I get to Brandon?
I'm by myself, I just try and focus so hard on my work that I'm more like a madman, like with 1,000 thoughts flowing through my brain. And like I work on, you know how they say, like when you have a lot of tasks, focus on one small goal at a time, completing one task at a time.
Mm-hmm.
I try to manage at least 20% of 10 tasks an hour so that at the end, you know, I'm just all tasks are completed. Like I just get them all working up at the same time. I like to build my walls, like my tasks.
I came up with an idea of what to call failing at multitasking.
Single tasking.
No. But I haven't told anyone yet, so this is the grand release. Instead of calling it multitasking, I call it multi-faulting. I'm multiply failing things at the same time.
Except multi-fault. For one.
Nope, not even one. Just like I'm fucking up on everything that I'm trying to multiply. So I'm trying to do like 8 different things at once, and I'm doing a shit-ass job at all of them. So that's multi-fault.
That's a bad wall.
Yeah.
I think about my tasks as a wall.
As a wall.
Is that weird? Like you don't build a wall. You don't build like one 10-foot.
Tell that to Trump.
Well, you don't build like one 10-foot tall segment that's a foot wide and then be like, okay, on to the next strip. No, you build it from the ground up. It's like, have you ever built a sandcastle?
Yeah, you got to do it like one whole layer of like 1 inch.
Yeah, and then you're like, next one.
One whole layer.
Talk to a bricklayer. They'll tell you the same thing.
Yeah, if you consult your local brick mason, you will be able to know that we're telling the truth. Just like look in the yellow pages.
Find a brick mason, a masoner named Mason, or brick.
The yellow part, not the white pages, because if you find somebody named Brick Mason, he's probably going to want to like be your detective.
Oh, I was going to say serial killer. Very different ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, I mean, Brick Mason kind of sounds like Dick Grayson, which is a detective guy.
Oh, I just thought...
He's Robin,
I thought someone named Brick would be like a very...
Dense fellow?
Forceful.
Oh.
For whatever reason. And Mason was like, I'm Mason you so I can rob you.
Oh, we knew a guy named Mason. That was his last name, though.
I knew a guy with a first name Mason. It wasn't really a guy so much as a kid because I was also a kid and he was weird.
He was weird. Yeah. The same guy.
Yeah.
Same guy.
Yeah. He always brought a bag lunch, but it wasn't really...
You want to flip that fucking coin?
Yeah. Okay. So protruding is bank loan. And inverted is
inventions.
You couldn't hear, but it's a great flip. Oh, I should have known that was going to happen because it's
inverted.
It's not like a normal
coin.
It's
like a loaded die. Yeah,
this is a loaded coin.
All right, so we're doing bank loans?
Yeah. Yeah. Small business loans. Wait, bank loans?
Small business loans.
Okay, so you've come into the First National Bank of eligibility.
I got my papers filled out.
All the papers. I see you filled out the CW3 form. You filled out the CW2 form.
Not the FWU, though.
No, we don't. That is a very clever joke. I can't wait to hear about what your business is all about. But first, we need a couple forms of identification. Do you have a driver's license?
No.
No driver's license. Okay. Social security card?
No.
Okay. Birth certificate?
No.
All right. Well,
I was not aware all of that was required.
It is.
It didn't say that on the FWU form.
You know, you seem like FWU. You seem like a good guy. I think I'll just kind of wait. I'll just ignore this. I could get in trouble, honestly. So don't tell anybody. But I'm just gonna hear you out because maybe I'll just hit. You know,
I got a great idea.
It is a great idea.
It's somewhat a great idea. Some would say that it is the greatest idea that this world has ever seen.
That
and for the low, low price of $800, you could get on board.
I'm a loan officer, but I am not an investor.
Are
you looking for a loan or an investment?
Oh, I filled out the forms.
So a loan of $800.
Let me look through these real quick. I got this one. Okay, hang on. Okay, here we go. Right here on the A22Z. Can I just point out that your system could use a lot of restructuring? I had to fill out 900 pages of forms for an $800 loan.
Well, yeah, I mean, how else are we supposed to vet our loans?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, there's a lot of details here you didn't need to know. What is your shoe size?
What is it?
12.
See? Necessary information.
What does that have to do with my $800? What does that have to do with my product? The remarkable product that you are going to find out in a second, which is it's paper clips for your car. Copper clips.
Okay, well, let's hear it. What can these copper clips do? I'm sorry, sir. You seem like a very enticing individual, okay, but I'm having trouble following.
Can you keep interrupting? I got all these forms. I just expected to turn them in and then get $800.
Well, I need to have a personal interview before I can just read through your shoe size and all that information. So what do you do with the copper clips?
Well, with the copper clips, it's amazing. You can fasten nearly anything you want to your car. Like if you, okay, let's say I have another small business. See, this is great because you can loan it out. You can pimp this product to your other small business lenders. You can say, all right, you got a guy named Hammerhawk who comes in and he wants to sell hamburgers, and he's like, okay, I need $12,000 so I can fasten this giant hamburger to my car. and you're like okay, well, $1,200 isn't gonna cut it. $12,000 isn't gonna cut it. It's not gonna make it. I don't want that kind of money. So instead, I am going to give you a copper clips, and that's only gonna cost you, the vendor, $80, and he can fasten a giant hamburger on his car for $80 instead of $12,000, which is what his auto mechanic quoted him for an estimate.
So you're trying to pitch me on buying these copper clips.
Yeah, I filled out the
form. So that way I can sell these copper clips. Copper clips to another person that can then have the copper clips.
Well, yeah, I figure you guys are the bank. You're going to be getting a whole lot of small businesses who want to attach things at the cost, like dead ants.
So then the copper clips purchaser with the big hamburger will then sell copper clips to the next person.
No. It's you smelling it. Selling it.
Is that what?
It's just you selling it.
Just me.
Well, no, necessarily just you, but anybody who wants to buy anything for the car to mount on it.
They'd be buying it. They're not selling it.
Okay, let's say.
How many people are selling this product?
Let's say my name is Big TV Tom. And I want everybody to know I got big TVs.
Okay, big TV Tom, you do have big TVs.
Yeah, so I want to mount a whole bunch of letters to my van, like a T and a V.
To a van or
to my minivan?
To your TV.
That van. I'm selling vans, selling TVs out of the back of my minivan.
With ATVs attached to the TVs in your van. I see where you're going with this, with the carpet clips.
Yeah, so I want to mount a four-wheeler onto the top of my van.
Yes.
So everybody knows that I have a TV to sell.
And you're going
to
mount it with just one carpet clip.
Yeah. I mean, okay, I don't understand what's so hard to believe about that.
It's pretty hard to understand that one. How can you show me a carpet clip?
Well, yeah. Of course. I mean, I'm going to come out prepared. What do you think I am? I fill out 800 pages of forms, and you think I'm going to come out without a carpet clip?
Well, I don't. I just assume this would have to be massive. I need to see it.
All right. Hey, cop clip number one, can you come in here?
Yeah, I'm cop clip number one.
It's okay. So you're selling people?
No. I'm not selling people. This is cop clip number one. He's gonna, he's gonna have $800. He's gonna stand on top of your van, and he's gonna hold whatever's there.
Okay, this is kind of...
Yeah, I'll do that. I mean, you just give me a small loan. This guy said he'd give me $800 if I just stood on top of a van.
I'm sorry. What was your name again, sir?
My name is Carper
Close. Not you, Carper Close 1.
Oh, my name?
Yes.
Oh, my name is Danny Dedavucci.
Danny Dedavucci. Listen, I'm sorry. I hate to put this on you, Danny.
No, I don't want you to hate.
Listen, no.
Why are you going to do it?
I hate to put it on you. I'm not hating on you. I hate to put this on you, Denny, but what you filled out was 800 forms for a product. This is a business model with employees. So if you make your way over to the counter to your far left,
telling me, Danny.
If you make your way over to the counter on your far left, you will see a nice stack. It looks like 10 phone books together, but that is the forms you need to fill out for a bank loan that includes hiring employees. So if you could please, you don't need it per se, but it helps a lot if you can provide your social security number, your birth certificate, and your driver's license.
Can you look at this nub that was once my left hand?
I see that.
It is worn out from filling out this one form.
It looks a little bit like a chicken McNugget, and I skip lunch.
I wrote this in blood.
That is not a viable form of writing. We need something in black ink. If you do it all in blue ink, then we're going to have to ask you to retrace your steps.
I don't understand, Daddy Dedavucci. Am I not Carper Clip number one?
Carper Clip number one. You can still be Carper Clip number one. But Danny Dedavucci needs to fill out the proper forms if he would like to receive a bank loan.
I'm just trying to... You know what, Carper Clip? Go home. Tell your mother that she's going to make 2 spaghettis tonight. Because we didn't get the loan. I'm sorry for wasting your time, Mr. Loan Officer.
You're damn straight. Because this is the wrong form. You know how long... You know what I have to do now, Danny Dedavucci? I have to review and revise your 900 pages that you just filled out on the wrong loan application.
Yeah, I mean,
you know why?
It's wrong.
Because our bank is diligent. We are diligent, and I'm John Dillinger Diligent.
I think this is a good time to inform you.
My great-great-grandfather once robbed this bank, and now I work for it in retribution.
That's a long-term clause you got there. I think now might
it's
be a
good personal
time
vendetta.
To inform you that I have hepatitis C, and my blood work might be hazardous to your personal health, and I don't wish that upon anybody. I'll go back with my cock clips number one. He's the only employee I have so far. And
we're going to retain him as an asset.
You'll see me with another.
Nope, we're gonna retain Carper Clips number one as an asset.
You can't do it.
Carper Clips number one.
You didn't
Excuse
give me
me.
Any
would
money.
Would you like to work as an assistant?
Yeah, I could, you got any kind of businesses where I can hold stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. You can come back here and hold these binders with applicants for business
loans.
Be
a shelf.
Yeah, you'll be the best shelf there was. We'll pay you $300 an hour.
You know, my ex-girlfriend always told me I was shellfish.
No, you won't be...
My doctor always told me I was allergic to shellfish.
You're not going to be shellfish.
I'm going to hold you whole.
You're going to be a bookcase.
My pastor always told me I was holy. And now I'm going to be holy in a whole bunch of stuff.
Take Carcoplips number one.
Okay, he's a welcome member to Agu.
Yeah, okay, go fill out the other paperwork. I'm done with this.
Okay.
Mike! Back. Mike! Get over here and escort this guy out.
Yeah, you got it. All right, you guys got to get out of this office.
Be careful, he's a carper clip, okay? I don't know what the fuck that means, but he could hold you.
What happened to this guy's hand?
He tried to fill out the wrong forms, Mike.
He filled out the wrong forms with a hand?
Yeah, because he didn't understand the simple explanation we have out there, signed in many places, says this is for products.
You know, this is all online now. I don't understand it.
I know. This fucking guy just showed up with a copper clip. And he's like, copper clips this, copper clips that. Danny DeVici. Danny DeVici. I'm Danny DeVici. This is my copper clips. You can't take me away.
Don't worry. He's heard you mocking him. All right, they're gone.
Thanks, Mike.
Anytime, buddy.
So what's your small business loan about now, Mike? I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. That's how I do it to everybody. I can't help it. I'm a loan officer. I'm a loan shark. That's what I do. Patrol the waters of loans, looking for someone who's prone to loaning their shalom.
Shalom.
Guten Tag. That's probably a bad thing to say.
All right.
Whoops.
I don't want this loan anymore. I'm heading out the door.
I'm
heading out. You lost my business.
I took German for 3 years. You have offended me,
and you have offended my people.
Should have said aloha.
Shalomha.
Okay, that was number one.
Number one. Are you going to be...
car clips, number one. I kept fucking up car clips. Carpet clips.
Carpet clips.
Carpet clips. You can use them on your carpet, on your drapes.
I do like the idea that somebody was holding a fucking thing on top of a moving car.
I was so excited when you said that. It's like, perfect. Like, now I can say that you filled out the wrong forms because you've been bitching about them since the beginning.
So you were plotting my downfall, that whole thing. All right. Well, fuck you. I'm going to, just so you know, your next loan is like automatically rejected in my head.
That's okay.
All right. Unless you can wow me.
I didn't think the point was to actually get a loan.
Now you can get a loan. I don't care. What kind of bank am I running?
Okay.
All right. So
you put it on, my friend.
Another day at the bank job.
Excuse me, sir?
Yes, sir.
I'm here to apply for a small business loan.
All right. Well, my name is Stanley Standard.
Stanley Standard. It's a pleasure to meet you, Stanley Standard. Uh-huh. I've been actually waiting in line for a while. Yeah. Not that that's on you. I totally understand. You're a very busy man, Stanley Standard, and I don't want to take up any more of your... near Eastern Standard Time, while I'm here trying to meet with you. So let me get right to the pitch.
Uh-huh.
This is something that may interest you, Stanley Standard.
Okay.
If you can see, I've filled out the proper paperwork. I am here because I think this is something you might need, Stanley Standard.
Can I see that paperwork? I kind of need that.
Absolutely. Here you go. Yeah. I filled all this out. If you can see, I've Xeroxed my birth certificate. My driver's license, my social security number. I hope you'll see everything's all right. I have passports. I have a family lineage going back 10 generations. I have blood work. I have prostate exams.
I see you ate mac and cheese last week.
I did. I have it all cataloged for you. I want to be prepared. You know, you can never be prepared as a Stanley Standard. Everybody knows that.
All right. Everything seems to be in order. Yeah.
So, Stanley... what we're doing here at my small company called Watchdogs.
Watchdogs.
So what we do...
let me just triple check the paperwork real quick. Sure. Make sure it said Watchdogs.
Well, that's the title. If you look, if you flip to the front, the title...
Okay. You did.
But it's a clock.
I don't read Helvetica.
Oh, it's a clock and it just says dogs. Like, watch.
Oh, like must watch dogs.
No, we're not dog watchers. So... basically, what we're doing here, we're trying to... this is a little hard to explain. I don't want to... so, Stanley Stammers, I don't remember what your name was. It was Stanley something.
Yep.
But Stanley...
Standard.
Standard. Stanley Standard, what we're trying to do is invent... well, we already invented it. So, brace yourself.
Get yourself settled. I will ever
because if there was ever a person... that needed to have more time, it is you. Because you're my dog, and I got a watch. And we made this watch, Stanley. And if you could go back in time, would you still be sitting here?
I would be a dancer.
You are a dancer. That's you have that on your resume.
How did you get my resume?
Because I went back in time, Stanley. I went back in time and I got your resume and it says I am a dancer and I am trying out for the ballet that's about to air in Broadway. And you are the best goddamn dancer that has ever pranced across the stage.
My passion is back.
You've got it, Stanley. And so that is what we are applying for, a small loan.
Oh my God.
It is a very small loan. If you look through my documents, yeah, the loan only requires that you pay us one.
So wait. I still got to approve this?
Yes.
But I'm a dancer now.
No.
No, I mean, I'm a dancer now.
This is for the watchdog that'll bring you back in time.
You've changed my life.
I've changed your opinion. You still have no legs.
I can dance on these knees that I have left.
But I'm affording you an opportunity to go back in time and all it costs.
Interpretive dance has never seen a better dancer than Stanley Standard.
You could glide on those wheels.
They used to call me the Gold Standard. And then I lost my knees in a tragic...
You lost your niece?
...fishing accident.
What happened to her?
She ran away with my knees. Never to be seen again. That's terrible. She grew 2 feet that day.
Stanley! This is about my small business loan.
I was meant to be a dancer.
Can I get another loan officer? I'm sorry. I came in here. I was cordial.
Harold, I'm going to quit my job today. And
can I get Harold?
Become a dancer. Could you take over for me?
Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's see. This is, let me just phone through these pages. All right, your watchdog, you restore Stanley knees, go back not in Stanley, time, no. And I'm sorry, what are you applying for?
Harold, so what I'm applying for is a small business loan.
Okay, how much?
The amount is, first let me give you the pitch.
Harold,
what we do, we are a company called Watchdogs, and what that means...
I read that on the cover.
Yes.
I thought you sounded familiar. That's a little joke we have in the loan department.
Oh my God! Okay. You scared me.
I thought I knew you. Should I be concerned about this loan?
Not concerned. Just know that you're.
I mean, why else would you be scared that you thought I knew you?
I was scared because I'd never met you before, and then you know that terrifying moment when you're like, I don't know who you are, but you know me.
Yeah, like the one where your previous loan officer just ran away on his knees. To become a dancer because you went back in time and changed things?
I didn't go back in time. What I told him was that I have an invention that I am trying to market that could help you relive and discover your past experiences, Harold. So what I'm saying is,
maybe you
Harold
told Stanley that he's gone off his rock.
He has
a great 401k. Fantastic.
He cashed
retirement
it in.
Plan.
That's what he told me.
Well, yeah, he thinks he's a dancer again. You did this to Stanley?
It was not on purpose.
You know, we have the same birthday, so
Harold,
I feel... Okay.
Listen, please, for the love of God, just listen to what I'm trying to sell you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Stanley just backed out.
I'm sorry, this is
out.
Your pitch. I'm going to sit back and hear what Watchdogs has to offer.
Speaking of pitch, Harold, what we're doing here is we have invented a watch that'll strike you right back to the moment when you were... at the plate, Harold, and you were just looking for that golden pitch. And so now you are flying back in time, Harold. You're back with the watchdog, and the watchdog has got your back. He's a guardian, and you're standing at the plate. You're gripping on that wood. You've got your gloves tight. You've stood there a million times before, and you're waiting for the pitch that's coming.
It's a pop fly!
But it doesn't get caught. It doesn't get caught, Harold. People are scrambling around the ball. They're falling all over themselves. You're going. You've got a home run. Harold, you can do it. Join the major leagues. Quit your job.
Oh, my God. Yes. I did it. Ma, can you see me now?
That's what you got to do, Harold. You got to join the major leagues. You can do it. That's what Watch Dogs is all about, helping you experience your full potential.
Cheryl. Cheryl, can you come in here? What do you need, Errol?
I'm going back to the major leagues, and I'm quitting my job, and fuck you, fuck everyone around you, fuck Stanley.
That's it, Harold.
Yeah, yeah, you know what's up, Mr. Watchdog. All right, Cheryl, you take over.
Sir, this is, I'm the third person to be in here in like 15 minutes.
Yes.
I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
No, Cheryl, listen.
No.
I just want to level with
you. Nah, I don't want any of your...
I'm not pitching.
You don't think I've seen a hypnotist before?
I'm not
You know how many people we get in here who are like, pull out their pocket watch, and they pull out their rabbits, and they're like, watch the rabbit eat the pocket watch, or whatever you do. And they watch it, and then your next thing you know, HR is like, why you got so many turnarounds? And I'm like, I don't know. These damn hypnotists keep coming in and asking for loans.
I'm not trying to hypnotize you. No, listen. No, Cheryl.
Last time I ate ketchup, it was Tuesday.
Cheryl, please.
If I ever had a diarrhea, it was on my pants.
So, Cheryl, I just want to level with you.
I want to level the building.
That's what I'm all about.
No, you're not convincing me to blow out the building. I'm sorry I said that. That was the first thing that came to mind.
Cheryl.
No. You're denied.
The secret is, Cheryl, I'm not here for a bank loan.
Get the hell out.
Was that the end of that?
Yeah, I had a plot and you just killed it.
I'm sorry.
Cheryl. I was going to say, Cheryl, I'm not actually here for a bank loan. I learned hypnotism so I could get the guys to leave their work that got me fired. That's how they recognized me. I had a whole plot scheme and you just Cheryled me out of the building. Oh my god,
I didn't know that's where you were going with
I know
that.
That's why I was like, please stop, like over here. Like,
please stop, you killed two of my characters.
I didn't kill them, I sent them away.
One went off to dance on his knees and the other went to become a baseball player.
They lived great lives, Kyle.
They lived a great life as a loan officer and they quit their jobs.
You tell me Stanley had a great life as a loan officer. Listen to the misery in that man's voice. When okay. I told him he was a dancer,
Stanley had no knees, but he was Stanley Standard. Do you know the irony that he lived every day? He tried to get to his work in his manual car.
He could never drive a standard.
He couldn't do it. He couldn't even live up to his own last name. Instead, Jesus. He's bleeding out on the stage, dancing on
what
his knees.
The fuck?
You did this to him. You convinced him he was a dancer.
Kyle, it was all improv. I wasn't going in that direction to convince him he was a dancer.
No, but I should know that you've killed two people so far, and I shouldn't
kill anyone.
If I keep going, I'm just going to run out of people.
I was going to divulge that they were assholes to me.
Yeah, the next person is loan officer Tyrannosaurus Rex. Well, I had to end it somehow.
I was going to end it.
Well, I didn't know that. You were just running. That was the second person you ran through. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on... No, wait, other way around.
I felt like I needed to do it at least twice to make my story believable.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Cheryl.
You made me invent a bodyguard to take you out of the building. you're talking about nubs and blood-filled documents. Like, what am I supposed to do with that?
You just didn't like the idea.
I loved every minute of it.
Of Coclips.
I loved Coperclips.
Coperclips.
I hated that I couldn't say
it. You can use them in literally any application.
Yeah, you got to hold up a pyramid, like a great pyramid, get a Coperclip.
On top of your van.
On top of your van. They defy logic.
On top of your Sonata.
Only Sonatas.
Oh, well, it also works on Cavaliers. You gotta Dodge Prius.
A
Toyota Avenger. You got all of those things.
You got a Lamborghini Chevy.
And then you got a small business selling made-up things.
Danny Dedovici.
Dedovici. Now you see him, now you don't. Oh, that wasn't my accent. Danny Dedovici. Yeah. That was the guy.
That's how you started.
Breathing heavily is the key to landing a small business loan.
Okay, wait. How long have we been going about business loans?
I don't know. The first part got removed.
Yeah. Okay. Well, okay. Anyways, I think this is a great place to, you know, apply for a business loan. Hi, how are you doing? No, sorry.
Oh, talk about our non-sponsor this week, which is Kmart.
I thought you were going to pull it out of your pocket.
Yeah, I just pulled a Kmart out of my pocket. I'm going to attach it, a giant K, to my car for car clips.
I thought it was going to be like a fortune cookie. Like fortune cookies was there. Kmart. Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how much of a beef I have with Kmart. It's always desolate. It's like you're walking into a wasteland.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly the beef that I have with it. Every time I go into a Kmart, I feel depressed.
I have literally gone into Kmart 2 days in a row, and the second day I've walked by a whole aisle and been like...
What purpose did you have going into Kmart 2 days in a row?
I went to community college, and I had a long break.
Oh.
You know how that is.
Yeah, I do know how that is.
But so like, I went into Kmart.
Were you looking
one day
for like Special K and thought you could only buy it at Kmart for some reason?
No, I was at Kmart for their low, low prices.
Did you ever think that was specifically their product? Because I did.
I did not.
No. I was like, well, you got to buy Special K at Kmart.
I did think that black and white TV was because it was black and white because it was before color was invented in real life.
I did think that K Jewelers was only located inside Kmart. I thought it was like their brand.
You just have problems with Ks.
I do. My name starts with a K, so I'm extremely affiliated.
I'm affiliated with Kmart, K Jewelers.
Which is weird because I think it's so depressing.
Kellogg's.
Kellogg's Frosted Mini Ks.
They
should have more K-shaped cereal.
Their Kellogg's aren't K-shaped.
Yeah, I mean, if they were K-shaped, I would probably buy them. Except for then it'd be awkward if you got like a spoonful of three of them.
No. Well, people, the pitch would just be, these are A-O-K. Okay.
But there's no O's. There's no A's.
It's a play. You don't need it to be. Okay, Nike's saying is just do it. Just do it isn't written in the Nike symbol, except for sometimes on some of the stuff they sell.
But it's like a check mark, so it's more like just did it.
Already done.
Did it. Your symbol's a check mark.
Who are we shitting on? Kmart.
Oh, wait,
so anyways, I walked through Kmart like two days in a row.
A K is kind of like a check mark. Like two check marks kissing.
It's like a horizontal line, and then you're like,
K. Like, yeah, like two check marks kissing.
I don't know about that one. Not my check marks. You've seen my check marks.
Yeah, your check marks are violent.
My check
violent
marks.
Violent K.
Violent K. Welcome to Violent K. Get all your violent needs. Come violent. On down.
We got multi-violence. We got
you're seeing this commercial, but this weekend we're applying for a small business loan.
This weekend only, applying for a small business loan.
At Violent K's.
Come join us. Show your support.
And stand if you up. Don't show up, we're going to KO you. Because it's Violent K's.
Violent K's. Like, knock.
Knock.
Or knife.
Knife. Or knot. Is that what you were saying?
Knot. Yeah. All of those K's. All the violent ones that you hear so frequently.
Knight. Like, knowledge. Or knob.
Or knitting.
Knitting. Wait, what were we saying? Oh, I walked through Kmart. I'm trying to get to this bit about going to Kmart a second day for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, we literally could have spent 2 days at Kmart in this time.
So I walked through Kmart one day. There's a bunch of aisles. And then the second day, I walked through Kmart, and there's like three aisles missing. Gone. Poof.
Just gone.
Stains on the floor where they used to be.
You know, I went into a Kmart once, and literally the only reason I went in there... And I shit you not, this is an honest to God, I stake my life on it truth. The only reason I went into that Kmart was to buy a GPS because I was lost as fuck. And I needed to get back to somewhere, and a Kmart was the only place I could find.
Sorry, I don't know what
I had no other option but to go into that Kmart and buy a GPS anything. To get me the fuck out of there.
It could have been literally any store that sold you something, like an atlas, like anything to get you out of there.
What? Okay, name me the closest store that sells atlases.
Like most gas stations.
Okay, maybe again. Oh, right, whatever.
I just picture you in like a barren wasteland with a Kmart.
Yeah. No, I was just like,
buy like a.
I was like, I don't know where I am. I'm completely lost.
The nearest north.
I'm just going to like go into this Kmart that I've stumbled on. get a GPS. And they were like, I was like, I didn't even ask how much it was. I was just like, I need a GPS. And they handed me one. And it was like probably the shittiest GPS I could find.
Could you clip it to your car?
I could adhere it.
Is that the one that kept falling down when I borrowed it from you? One
yeah.
Time? It looked like
a, the one that's like 10 pounds.
TV. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the one. It kept the one that told me to get on I-95 when I was like in the middle of like some dead end road. The one that barely
just
got
your
me
way there.
I literally just paid like $60 to get back to civilization. And then it literally never worked anywhere else.
Hey, worth it.
Worth it. That was the most useful purchase, and also the only time I ever shopped at Kmart. I stopped in one other time to go through the abandoned aisles, which was like weird bowling pins, like for children, but like a 60-pack of them.
You know what's funny about Kmart, only because I spent a lot of time in there, is that they are very big on Adam Levine. Like, his collection is pretty much 90% of Kmart.
They have an exclusive deal with Adam Levine.
No, it's not. Well, I guess so. Like, his clothes are way overpriced for Kmart. I was like, holy shit. Kmart is like thinking it's Kohl's right now.
Like, I put that on layaway.
Yeah, no, that's the best thing about Kmart. That's the only reason I go there. I don't put stuff on layaway, but my missus does.
You like to go through the shelves and see what other people put on layaway?
No.
Like, <I'm>, oh, a shopping cart.
And then I steal it.
No, and then I steal it. Like, this is 80% paid off. Yeah, my name is Shmeli Gakulahan.
No, the only reason I go there is because Amanda loves Kmart.
She loves Kmart?
Yeah, I hate Kmart.
What an obscure store to love.
She loves it because it's not Walmart.
That's... It's like loving Walmart that's shittier than Walmart. It's literally a national chain. It's not like loving...
But it's cheaper. That's why they're going out of business.
It's not... They're cheaper because they're going out of business. They're not even cheaper. They're just selling shittier products.
No, not always.
Okay, well, I mean, some products, but I don't think they're necessarily cheaper.
That's why you got to pick and choose, and that's why I don't shop. That's why I don't partake.
I feel like Target is driving Walmart's prices down.
You know where I shop? I shop at AC Moore and GameStop, and that's it.
I shop at Amazon mostly now.
You can't buy art products through Amazon.
You can't buy art products through Amazon?
You can, but you can never trust them.
Yeah.
Because the only thing you have to go off of is reviews, and 90% of the people who are posting reviews about art products know nothing about art.
There was,
and it's like, oh, thanks for this shitty review.
You know, looking back on my life in this moment, I realize I've made some really questionable purchases. I once
like
paid,
a copper clip.
No, I paid $15 for a 14 gigabyte MP3 player, which, you know, that's like $1 a gig. It's pretty good. But,
oh yeah.
The MP3 player only works when it's plugged into a wall. It also only reads Japanese. And there's only,
you've tried for so long to figure out play and stop.
Yeah. There's a game where you literally have to like shuffle weird pieces, but every time you think you're like, you know, it seems like it's like a traffic jam kind of situation where you have to like move one piece to get
movie,
the other
Michael
one out.
Michael Jordan and the Looney Tunes.
Yeah, exactly.
Traffic jam.
Yeah, traffic jam. But like, you're trying to move like one piece out to get the other piece through. But then sometimes something will pop up and it'll be like, "Arigatou." And I'm just like, it's all Japanese to me. And I have no idea what I did wrong, but it seems to be the end of the game. And if I come slightly loose from the wall, it'll go uncharged and die.
Tethered to this game.
I don't know why I thought this would be a good purchase. I just thought I couldn't go wrong.
I just bought a chessboard.
Did you?
Yeah, with pieces. It wasn't just the board.
How was that?
I don't know. I haven't got it yet. I just purchased it today. Welcome to the world of Amazon.
All of our podcasting equipment was purchased on Amazon, and that seems to be working pretty well.
Yeah, these are weighted pieces. It's got a 3-inch king, which I chuckled about when I read.
Your
king is so small.
I went to the Behringer, which is our preamp.
You sure it's not Behringer?
I thought it was like Behringer. Like Bazinga, but Behringer for German, because it's a German company for sure. So you're the person who took the most German out of the two of us?
I'd say it's Bear Wiener.
Bear Wiener.
A Bear Wiener.
Bear Wiener. So I went to bearwiener.com, and you would not believe what I found.
Lots of sound equipment.
Well, it's definitely questionable, because the first time I went to the address, it was like not secure, and it was like something dot Behringer dot something dot co dot something dot not safe. And then I found it on Google, and it was literally the same address, and it said secure, and I don't know what the difference was. But it was like, okay, whatever. So I need to install this driver. And it was like, download all window files. Download some window files. Download Mac file. It was just like, download bulk things. I'm like, all right, I need all the window shit, so I'll just download all the window shit. And I open the file, and it's like, sound effects. Like... whole bunch of random shit that was just like didn't really seem pertinent and seemed somewhat odd. I'm pretty sure I have a virus.
Amazon. Get yourself a virus.
Buy third party products that I'm not shitting on this. This seems to be pretty well for yeah. us. But it definitely seems sketchy. It's yeah. like Kmart.
Yeah, like just like Kmart.
Yeah.
And with that you good?
Yeah, I'm good. All right, all right. I think
this has been Small Business Loans and
episode by Not Now.
You ramblings can... of Mad Men with Bear Wieners.
You can find us at notnowpodcast@gmail.com. You can also look us up on the Facebook
exclusively.
Maybe someday other sites, but check our Facebook to see what other sites we're on.
Yeah, look inside that box.
Look for our face. That box.
If you see a face, call Ghostbusters.
You know what you do? You go to Facebook, you print off a picture of our face, you buy yourself some car clips.
Car clips, yep. Copper clips.
Get a man to hold them on top of your car, and we will come visit you.
Yeah, we'll check you out while we're hang gliding.
We'll do Google Images, we'll find it out. But have yourselves a nice day. Hope you enjoy the episode. Evening,
day,
morning, night,
hour,
transcendental meditation, or cryogenic slumber. Trying to meditate to this. Have yourself a nice eternity.
Yeah. Yep, just live it out to your best. Get a bank loan. No, podcast.com. It's not a .com, it's .gmail.